You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are at the Commonwealth Games 2026 in Glasgow, and I'm joined by a victorious Team Scotland tour through to the final of the Para Bowls. Now, it might seem like a really simple question. How are you feeling?
Absolutely ecstatic.
Brilliant.
This is really the big game. To get a medal is so important. If we lost that game, we're going to a bronze medal match, and that's really tough. So, yeah, we're quite. We'll be a bit more relaxed tomorrow. So,
we made it coming to you. It's your first Commonwealth Games, and you've got the chance of getting a gold medal. Obviously, it must be fantastic, but is it going to be difficult to sleep tonight, containing the excitement?
Possibly. I might then just hit my head, hit the pillow, and fall asleep. I don't know. I do. I'm overexcited, to be honest. Looking forward to tomorrow.
A little bit on the game. Started off maybe a little bit slow, but then it kind of allowed you into that first set, and then after that, it felt like you wouldn't be denied.
Yeah, we finished really strong in the first set, and we started the second set quite well too.
And finally, a word for the fans. The support has been fantastic here. I'm guessing you're hoping for more of the same tomorrow.
Yes, definitely.
I'm sure we'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sure they will all be here in numbers.
Our fans have been really good, so we'll have them tomorrow shouting us on.
Now, when we spoke after the opening game, and there was a Scotland versus England coming up, you were, we're just going to play our own game, just keep at it. Now that you've beaten them once, and the possibility of a gold medal is within touching distance, how difficult is it to not let that, we'll beat them once, we can beat them again, get into your head?
No, we know there's no any easy games here, so we've just got to concentrate and play to the best of our ability. Don't take anybody lightly.
No.
Fantastic stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.